definition of a shock? What is a shock?
Well, a shock would probably be a sheaf, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You're tied up together.
I guess so.
Uncle Bobby says that he got to describe how many peanuts he got per acre. He would say, I got 40 what per acre. How does he describe the amounts?
He would say he made 40 tons.
Okay. What about if you're talking about wheat? What would you say?
Well, wheat is sized in bushels. So you'd make so many bushels per acre.
What do you do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? You might say
I just don't know.
What do you do to hay, possibly, when you cut it down? Or the tall grass growing on the side of the road and you want to go out with a swing blade and cut it down?
Yeah.
What might you call that? Just cut it?
Yeah, I guess so. I just say cut hay.
Right. What about?
But I don't know what you do to oats.
What about thrashing something? Would you ever say that?
Yeah, I guess so. You probably do thrash something, but I don't know whether you thrash oats and grain both or just oats. I'm just not that familiar
with it. But you would say that oats are
thrashed?
Right.
If I was going to say, if oats are what you thrash, then I would say that oats are thrashed.
Okay. If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is what he could go. How would you complete that? If he'd been running 2 miles and he had to stop.
I would say it would be the most he could go.
Okay. If something belongs to me, you say it's
yours.
All right. If it belongs to both of us, you would say it's
ours.
And then if it belonged to them,
it's theirs.
To him,
it's his.
And then to her,
it's hers.
All right. If people have been to visit you and they're about to leave, you tell them, how would you tell them to come back again?
I would say, come back to see me.
How would you refer, what pronoun would you use? You would say, what comes again?
Well, I would say, you all come back to see me, or you all come back to see us, and I would mean all of them,
okay.
Not just one.
Right.
If it was one, I would say, come back to see me. I wouldn't even say you. I would just say, come back to see me.
But if there was a group of people,
I would say, you all come back to see me.
All right, good. Now, somebody's been to a party and started to leave, and you were asking about their coats and their wraps, you'd say, where are
your coats?
If you're asking about people at a party, you would say, and you wanted to know the names of the people there, you would say, well, what would you say had been there? How would you ask about people at a party? If you could
I don't
go,
really follow you.
If you,
oh,
if you, could
you
go
mean
to
I would
party,
say who was there?
Yeah.
Who was there, yes. Or I might say who all was there.
Alright. When you're asking about all of a speaker's remarks, everything that he said, you might say, well,
what did he say? Or what all did he say?
Which would you be more prone to use?
I would probably say, what all did he say?